Chicago's Latino community is mourning the death of Mexican cultural icon Vicente Fernandez. The singer had a special connection to Chicago. WBEZ's Maria Ines Zamudio reports.
Sunday night in the back of a liquor store inside one of Pilsen's oldest bars. These Chicagoans are mourning the death of the king of ranchera music, Vicente Chente Fernandez. He died on Sunday morning. He was 81. His fans spent the day grieving. Marcelino Delgado is singing along to a classic, Acá Entre Nos, a dramatic song about heartbreak that can bring stoic men to tears. Delgado was born and raised in Chicago, but his parents are from Guerrero, Mexico, and Chente's music was like the soundtrack of his life.
It just reminds you of the happy, the bad, the sad. His music was always there.
Chente's music helped many connect to their Mexican identity beyond the country's borders. He also embodied the patriarchal view of manhood in the Mexican culture. But he also pushed subtle boundaries to that definition. Delgado talks about it with his friend Cesar, who says Chente's music helped men be vulnerable.
And he taught men how to be okay with loving, period. I mean, the songs he sang, El Hombre Que Más Te Ama, was an ode to a son, right? Mi Viejo, an ode to his father.
The singer sold more than 50 million records and appeared in dozens of movies. The Grammy winner also has a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Chente had a special connection to Chicago. It was the first American city he toured over four decades ago. He came back nearly every year until he retired in 2012. And a section of 26th Street in Chicago's Little Village neighborhood was named after him. Dozens of fans waited in the rain, hoping to get a glimpse of the man who went from singing for tips in Mexico to selling out the biggest venues in Chicago. His concerts lasted for hours as Chente drank tequila and vowed not to stop singing as long as the fans kept applauding. Gisela Orozco was the entertainment editor for OI newspaper before it closed. She covered his last concert and the unveiling of the street named after him in 2012. Orozco said the crowd became emotional when Chente started singing.
He's el hijo del pueblo.
And that song connected with the audience.
The majority of the immigrants, the Mexican immigrants, come from the ranchos, from the little pueblos.
She said his legacy is important.
He's not here with us, and because we always thought that he would be eternal, and he is eternal for us, because he really embodies a lot of the aspects of the contradiction and the contradictions of the Mexicanidad.
He faced criticism multiple times for homophobic and sexist remarks. A photo of him groping a fan went viral earlier this year. But many of his fans overlooked those incidents, in part because he connected with the audience in a deep way.
Muy feliz con mi pobreza. Cuando no tengo dinero, tengo mucho corazón.
I may not have money, he sings, but I have a lot of heart. Marina Zamudio, WBEZ News.